Have you ever rushed to school with your child's forgotten homework or tied their shoes because it's faster than watching them struggle? Jessica Lay's transformative insight began when a 13-year-old student confessed in an essay, "I am so afraid of failing that I lose focus on what actually matters, learning." This moment crystallized a troubling reality facing modern parents. Our desperate efforts to protect children from disappointment are undermining their future success. Today's parents face impossible expectations. Parent intuitively while following expert advice, excel professionally while being fully present, trust instincts while heeding specialists. Social media has amplified these pressures, creating constant comparison and self-doubt. We've shifted from concerns about survival to obsessing over developmental minutiae, from ensuring basic education to strategizing about preschool admissions. The result? A generation of children afraid to take risks, quick to give up when facing challenges, and lacking the resilience needed for adult life. But there is another way, one that transforms failure from something to fear into a powerful gift that builds competence, confidence, and character. Our instinct to help children succeed often backfires. Harry Harlow's monkey experiments revealed that external rewards diminished performance on tasks the animals previously enjoyed. Edward Deci found similar results with college students. Those paid to solve puzzles were 40% less likely to continue during free time than unpaid participants. Humans perceive rewards as controlling, which undermines intrinsic drive. The same applies when we hover, impose goals, or set deadlines. Anything controlling diminishes long-term motivation and learning. True motivation emerges from three psychological needs: autonomy, internalized guiding principles, competence, ability gained through personal effort, and connectedness, relationships strengthened through supportive interactions. Research also shows that desirable difficulties enhance learning. Students who initially struggle with material often outperform those who find it easy. The harder we work to retrieve and apply knowledge in new contexts, the more permanently it becomes encoded. This explains why children who face challenges develop stronger learning capabilities than those protected from difficulty. Transitioning to autonomy supportive parenting requires honest communication about changing expectations. Though you may encounter resistance from children accustomed to dependency, most respond by taking greater responsibility when given the chance. This approach establishes clear expectations while eliminating counterproductive nagging and hovering. The key distinction between healthy involvement and harmful overparenting is how children respond to challenges when alone. Research shows children with controlling parents typically give up when facing obstacles independently, while those with autonomy supportive parents demonstrate greater resilience. After parents stop rescuing their children, they must teach them to manage their own lives through systematic habit formation based on cues, routines, and rewards. Practical guidelines include guiding children toward solutions rather than providing them outright, allowing mistakes while helping understand natural consequences, valuing mistakes as learning opportunities, acknowledging feelings without rushing to fix them, and giving specific feedback focused on effort rather than outcome. When children face setbacks, resist the urge to step in immediately. Instead, ask questions that help them analyze the situation and develop their own solutions. "You're so smart." These seemingly innocent words might actually undermine your child's resilience. Carol Dweck's Stanford research revealed a striking pattern. Children praised for intelligence showed dramatic performance decreases when challenges increased, while children praised for effort maintained enthusiasm and improved. The intelligence-praised group began choosing easier tasks to preserve their smart image, while the effort-praised group sought more challenging puzzles. Children praised for fixed traits often develop concerning behaviors, lying about performance, avoiding competition, and experiencing academic anxiety. In contrast, effort-praised children show remarkable resilience, viewing failures as temporary setbacks rather than permanent judgments of their abilities. One mother transformed her approach after her daughter's traumatic brain injury, shifting from praising innate talents to specifically praising strategies, persistence, and willingness to embrace challenges. Even simple language shifts, like replacing "you're so smart" with "you found a clever way to solve that," can significantly impact how children approach challenges throughout their lives. When a student complained about her lunch, I encouraged her to make her own, which she did successfully, later sharing homemade cupcakes with the class. This illustrates how parents often underestimate children's capabilities and swoop in to fix things, depriving kids of valuable learning experiences. Household participation builds purpose, problem-solving skills, and resilience. Rather than nagging or offering material rewards, set clear expectations, allow children to fail, and praise effort over results. When children struggle, resist taking over. Instead, offer guidance while letting them work through challenges. The approach varies by age. Preschoolers can fold simple items and clean up spills. School-age children can develop reliable habits for daily household duties. Adolescents can handle nearly all household responsibilities, including repairs and meal preparation. Research shows teenagers who regularly participate in household management are more likely to succeed in college and careers, having developed time management and organizational skills. Young adults who learned household skills early show greater confidence living independently and maintaining healthy relationships, understanding the value of shared responsibility. Our children develop crucial social skills through peer interactions, learning the language of human relationships that shapes their future success. When parents constantly intervene in playground conflicts, children miss opportunities to develop empathy, communication skills, and emotional resilience. Research confirms the importance of these interactions. Social behavior at kindergarten recess predicts 40% of future academic achievement. As children grow, their friendship patterns evolve from proximity-based to interest-based in primary school, then to social acceptance-driven in adolescence. Extracurricular activities become important bridges between social groups during these transitions. While serious bullying requires intervention, parental overreaction to normal social challenges can create victim mentalities. Learning to handle difficult people in childhood, when the stakes are lower, builds resilience for adult challenges. Those strange friends making parents uncomfortable may actually be teaching children valuable adaptability. Chameleons who connect with diverse people often excel later in business, sales, and negotiations. As parents, we love stories of failure turned success, from Edison's 10,000 failed light bulbs to Steve Jobs and J.K. Rowling. We share these tales as reassurance that mistakes might prove worthwhile. Yet parenting offers no such comfort. The suspense of watching our children's stories unfold is unbearable because we can't know the ending. What we can do is trust our kids as they write their own stories in their own voices. Their narrative isn't ours to perfect. As novelist Richard Russo wrote, "Great books are not flawless books." For our children to become masterpieces, their flaws must remain essential parts of their tale. Shifting from controlling to autonomy-supportive parenting requires us to tolerate our children's struggles, to resist fixing things, and to trust that short-term failures lead to long-term success. When we grant our children the gift of failure, we're not abandoning them, we're empowering them. We're acknowledging their capacity to succeed on their own terms and showing them our love isn't contingent on perfection, but is unconditional through both triumphs and disappointments.